The Possibility Path for Business, Step 2.2. This is your shortcut. Your price identity. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your legs, all the way down your feet. Your feet getting very, very, very heavy. Just settle into the place that you are in and the space that you are in and the here and the now. And relax. So much of who we are in the world, we don't even know. We do things we like because we like them. We buy things we like because we want to buy them. We may not be aware or conscious of what it is that we are liking or buying. We may just like and buy them. Becoming aware of who you are and what you like and what you like to buy is a part of learning what it is that you want to sell. You are your own unique person, and every business is unique in its own way. Every giant corporation had one person who started that business because they had a reason to start that business. Because they liked something. Simple as that. Because they saw a problem and they found a solution. Every single business is started this way. Whether they start with one store, one product, one service, or they grow to be multi-million corporation that takes over the world. They all start with that one idea. This is what I like. This is what I want to put out into the world. All of the rest of it that deals with money, that deals with how to sell things to people, that deals with taxes and corporate incentives and all of those other structures are secondary. At the very heart of every business that you buy from each and every day, whose services you use each and every day, is the core of one person saying, I like this. And when they like this, how is it that you like that? Because you then find something within it that you identify with. Learning how to price your product or services is about finding other people who are selling or doing the same thing that you like to normally buy. What your identity is, who your clientele is, and what you're selling all depends on that. So for your shortcut, we're just going to take that deep breath down into your heart space and just begin by thinking about all the places that you shop, all the businesses that you spend your money at in your world, in your day-to-day. Think about the big ones. Think about the small ones. Think about the things that you have in your home that you've purchased to put in your home. Couches, lamps, knickknacks, the food you eat. Where is it that you shop? You may just find one store comes to mind. You may think of a whole bunch come to mind. Take a deep breath and just begin to think about all the things that you shop for, where it is that you shop for them. And then into your heart space, start to imagine, what are the ones you like best? What are the ones that when you go into their store or you shop online for their service, you absolutely adore them? Like you are their biggest fan, their greatest customer. Like you really love these people and what they have created in their business. What is this business? Just think of it. Imagine it into your heart space. Imagine that you're in this store or you're online shopping for this or you're using this service. What are you feeling? What are you feeling in this space? What is it that this buying experience is giving you? Just sit with those feelings and those thoughts. You can write the words down later. What is the feeling that you are getting in these stores, in this buying experience that you are exchanging with other companies? What is it that they are giving you in your purchasing experience? And now take another deep breath into your heart space. And think about the stores or the services or the places that you use that are like whatever business it is that you are starting. If you're starting a pizza place, what other restaurants do you like? If you're starting a yoga studio, where is it that you got your training or other studios you have visited? If you are working on creating a product for the masses out of manufacturing, where is it that you go to buy your products, to buy your services for that product? The ones that you like best. And then deep down into your heart space, as we're kind of in our heads here, feel into which one matches you best. Which one matches your clientele, where your clientele visits, and where you visit, where you spend your money, and where your ideal client spends their money. Where is this place? There's already one. Every business created has usually already been created in some form. Yours is just different because it's you. And deep down into your belly now, ask yourself, and we're just going to open it up now to words, ideas, images, feelings. What is your identity? Your price identity? Your store or service identity? Your business identity in that price range? Is it expensive? Is it dollar store? Is it affordable? And more importantly, what is the feeling that you are giving in that price range? I can feel the resistance on the money. It's so hard to figure out how I should be able to price things. Why do I deserve this money? That is the whole point of business. If it wasn't for business, we would give it away for free. But you deserve to be supported. And more importantly, we're going to switch this around. You pay other people for this product, for this service, all the time. And you have your whole entire life. All you have to do is match up the service that you are providing and what you want to give, whether it's one-on-one, expensive connection, service-related, whether it's fancy caviar and escargot, or whether it's affordable dollar pizza slices for lunch people on the go. You identify who you are. What's your niche? What's your client? And you match them up just like a puzzle. Just like a puzzle. And if you match your clients, who you are, and your price together, that creates a successful, sustainable business. People want to give you money. They want to support you. They want to support your business for the same reason that you support other people and their businesses. So finding what it is that you like and the places that feed you, those feelings and that emotional charge that we get through our purchasing experience that's so great with customer service or colors or the product itself. When we find those and we match them together, that is when we have an amazing connection and a successful business. So take another deep breath in, and we're going to do one last little bonus shortcut here, all the way down into your heart, focus there. One question. What is stopping you from setting a price that can support you? What is stopping you from setting a price that can support you and your business? Deep into your belly, just allow the answer to come. And then another deep breath in into your heart space. What is one thing you can do to help yourself allow that money to come to you? One thing you can do. What is it you need to work on to allow that money to come to you so that you can feel the reward? You can feel the connection with your clients and your customers so that you can allow to receive. What is one thing you can do? Just sit with the answers as they come. This bonus is a little deeper. If you want, you can work with a coach or write it out or process it more in depth. But for now, know that who you are and your identity has a niche in this world. It has a place. It has a purpose. And it has a lot of customers just waiting to interact with you and your business and your product or services. Matching all of these things up is the way that we move from confusion about who we are and what we're doing or selling into the possibility of knowing exactly what we want to put out in the world. This is how you create a business full of possibility. Take another deep breath and just let it out and slowly come back to this room and the sounds of this room. Begin to stretch out your arms and your legs. The answers to this question will evolve over time as you evolve and grow with your business, and you can set systems into place to help you find these answers. But this is your starting point, getting to know who you are, what you love in the world, what you want to put out in the world, who you want to put it to, and lastly, what then you charge for it. Simple puzzle pieces put together to create a beautiful picture of your business of possibility. Roll your shoulders back. Roll your head around, stretch those arms and legs, and wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, open your eyes and write about, talk about, or process your experience. All my love, Miss Janine, thepossibilitypath.com.